Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Cara DeFalco.
Talk about living your life the way you want to live it. He has an entourage of over 16 people, including his wife, five girlfriends, and supporting staff. He is fast becoming known as the next Hugh Hefner, direct from Australia, but even though right now he's in Los Angeles, full disclosure, he is the CEO and owner of Free Choice Australia. It is great to say hello to Travers Bennion. Travers, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are terrific. This is quite an opportunity to speak with someone who is living life in the fast lane, to say the very least. So, you are known for your empire selling tobacco. You're a self-made millionaire. You've created your own Playboy-style mansion. You host these lavish weekly parties. How did you get this way?
In one sentence, I never gave up.
Good for you.
Just to summarize it, I started as a boy wanting to play football, and that's all I ever wanted to do. You know, school wasn't much of an interest, and you know, at the early age of 15, I was drafted to a professional league club,
mm-hmm.
and was making good money for that age. And then, unfortunately, at 17, I broke my back.
Ooh. Oh my gosh!
Which you know, was a really dark time in my life, because I had nothing else. I didn't want to do anything else. So, but you know, I kept moving forward, and then to my surprise, a scout from Miami in Florida, from Elite Model Management, saw me and suggested I come over and do some modeling. So shortly after that, I jumped on a plane and off I went and modeled for a little in Miami, and then moved to New York, which then I was based there for another six plus years, and traveled around the world. And all the money I made in modeling, I sent back to my parents, who you know, put it into business, buying cigarette stock and vehicles and so forth. And then I returned home and continued to do a little bit of modeling, but I got into the property game. So, mm-hmm. And that went really well, because I got the timing right of a property boom.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2006, I took over Free Choice Stores, and at that time it had 12 staff, about 90 stores, and today it has 300 stores and over 200 staff. So,
wow.
Yeah, and then the other side of the candy shop mansion, the parties and so forth, I've been throwing those parties for 20 years now, and with the one goal in mind, and that is to always outdo the last party. So these massive parties that people talk about, and I think it happened overnight. It certainly didn't, I can assure you.
I couldn't help with the parties, but imagine you almost like the Great Gatsby. Like,
yes.
I just that was
on.
What came to mind,
yes.
when I was reading about these parties, that you are the Great Gatsby, and everybody just wants to be at your house on Saturday
Spot
night.
Spot on. Very good point. 100%.
Yeah, and you know why? It's because the two things I try to achieve is for people to say, what the hell just happened?
Yes.
And what the hell is he going to do next? I had an elephant last year running around the front yard.
Oh.
And I want that surprise factor. So what happens?
You know, I hope you
remember
took good
when
care of that elephant.
Yeah, and that's when people drive around, the buses turn up with the people. That's an elephant. You know,
wow.
It's surreal.
Running around wild in the front yard. You know, yeah. You're a fun neighbor. Let me just say that. And this lifestyle that you're leading, you know, I'm going home to a TV dinner tonight, and I just realized my life sucks on so many different levels after speaking with you. This
That's
is
okay.
just...
I come down for and attend one of the parties.
You know, I think we may do that.
Well, we're so there.
Very, very nice. Now, one of the things I mentioned when we started the interview, talk about burying the lead.
Yeah.
I mentioned a wife and five girlfriends. That's normally not easy to do. Usually, if you're lucky, you got a little side dish here and there, and the wife doesn't know about what's going on. Everybody knows about each other, and everybody's cool with this. How can that be?
I suppose I refer to, like, juggling paper balls in a storm. You know? But I think it's another thing in my life that hasn't just happened, like the success in a business financial way,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
The parties. And the same as the wife and girlfriends, I think it's just been a slow evolution of circumstances in my life. My motto was always, don't tell a woman she's beautiful, make her feel beautiful. And I think that's how you win a woman's heart. And
wow.
I must be doing it well, because there's a few hearts there that I've got, and they're very you know, they're happy about it. I mean, obviously, when you have more than one female, the emotions get a little bit out of whack at times.
A little messy.
But it's a good, I like challenges. I like pushing myself out of my comfort zone, so that's at a whole new level. But
now, do you have, I mean, is there a limit? Like, do you go, like, I can only afford so many girlfriends before?
Yeah, do we cap this whole thing?
Like, is there a cap?
Yeah.
I never set limits in anything I do.
Really? Really? So the next time we talk to you, that five girlfriend could be seven girlfriends, nine girlfriends?
Could be, yeah.
It
could,
wow.
But if one falls out and doesn't do the right thing, it could drop down to four.
That's right. You know what? Stay on the straight and narrow.
Now, when you're... Wait, I was really thinking about this last night as I was reviewing your bio and everything. And for anybody who hasn't Googled you, I mean, you're certainly a handsome man, so I understand the model and I understand
that.
People kind of, you know...
Look at her doing show prep.
When you're courting a woman, like, how do you present this situation to someone? It's hard enough to meet somebody like out at a bar and be like, hi, my name is. And how do you go with, hi, my name is, oh, and by the way, I have a wife and there's four more of you, if you don't mind jumping on the bandwagon?
Yeah.
It's certainly a skill I've acquired over many years. But it's very unconventional.
Yeah.
And every girl that comes into that position is has their guard up, and they're not really into being involved or being just another girlfriend. But I think when they get to know me, they understand that there's something they don't want to miss out on.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm so right to be with, but so wrong to be with. And I think that's a good mix with a girl. You know, that bad boy image, it's sort of like, he's so right, he's so perfect, but he's so bad.
They just can't resist it. It's something, they see it, and they got to have it. Yes. And now, you know, let's say we're heading into a weekend. How do you divide your time up? I mean, do you have some sort of a day planner?
Roster.
You know, how does everybody get their time? How does everybody get their, for lack of a better term, vittles, if you know what I mean? So how does that all work?
Well, I sleep only 4 hours a night,
okay,
on average, and that can be less at times. I work a lot of the time, and I have children as well, so I dedicate a fair bit of time to them because my eldest daughter's becoming a model, and my eldest son, who's 18, is school captain in his last year of school, and he's coming up through the business world, so I spend time with them. But I sleep very little, and I think I've got that much energy, I'm non-stop, so I tire most of them out, so they actually quite like it, that they can share the intensity that I have. And I think that's what's always got me, that's what's made me successful, that intensity, that passion that I put towards everything I do.
The mojo that is Travers, right? The essence of Travers. You're sharing that essence with those around you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of the parties, you know. It gives me nothing, nothing gives me as much joy as when I, you know, peek through the window and watch people's expressions when they see an elephant walking around the front yard.
Sure.
Come around the back and there's a crocodile swimming in the pool.
Right.
And then I'm flying through a 12-meter tower on a flying fox shooting blank bullets and, putting a big stage show on, so...
Wow, and I got excited when my wife made cookies the last time we had people come over.
I would too. I don't mind cookies.
So how would you suggest the average run-of-the-mill slob just change his life and live life to the fullest? What can that person do?
Yeah, the first step, get up earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes
time,
sense.
Over the years, I've noticed that, you know, I've got more successful, and I try to think, where does that start from? And, you know, apart from, you know, never giving up because of the different fields and industries I've been in. But I used to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then I changed it, and I started to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and then I changed it I get up at 4 in the morning. And when I put that and align it with my success, it almost mimics that transition of getting up earlier. I do an hour cardio in the morning, and then I go to work. I go to the gym in the afternoon, and then I go back to work. And then I hit the bedroom around midnight.
I'm exhausted listening to this.
Now, when you said you hit the bedroom, are you sleeping as soon as you get into that bedroom,
no,
or are you doing other things?
No, he's not.
I go with that intention because, but, you know, like I said, there's my bedroom's quite different. It has a stripper pole. It has three king-size beds made into a custom bed. It has LED light, smoke machine, and a full mirrored ceiling.
My.
Yeah.
Oh, the LED lighting, though, that's the key, I would think, and the smoke machine. Yeah. You got to set the mood right.
LED lights, and, you know, it's a beautifully, I've got artwork from Salvador Dali and many pictures of Herb, from Herb Ritz.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's quite a...
It is quite the scene, man. Let me just say that.
Yes.
My goodness. All right. So if people want to learn more about you, where can they follow you on social media? How can they become existentially a part of the Travers experience? What can they do?
Sure. The best one is Candy Shop Mansion Instagram, the Candy Shop Mansion Facebook. There's also Travers Bainan Official, which is more subdued, more of the family man and you know, me as a person, as Travers Bainan.
Very nice. He is redefining life as a male in Australia and now all over the world. Travers Bainan, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Cara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She is one of the most successful doubles players of all time, capturing 112 titles, including 21 Grand Slam wins with her partner, Martina Navratilova. So where is Pam Shriver now? Pam married former James Bond actor George Lazenby in 2002. The couple had three children, but divorced in 2008. Pam has been a commentator for ABC and CBS and is currently with ESPN. While broadcasting Wimbledon in 2010, player James Blake took exception to the volume of her courtside commentary.
I'm just surprised James Blake has like a full James just yelled at me I'm way above the court, but evidently he can hear me. He's got rabbit ears.
Quiet down, Pam. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute 280 degree switchbacks. All but the most experienced wrenches detest having to wire a set of C-bars. Still, we're doubling the height and pullback of our old set. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. After hours of staring at internet sites, we still couldn't find a true motorcycle Z-bar other than those identical to what we have. JP Cycles catalog is a last resort. Found a good looking set. Twice the rise, twice the pullback of a set we've been running for years. Just what the doctor ordered for a reasonable buck and a half. Tall, fresh Z-bars along with the longer front fork tubes will really set the chopper off. Build in progress at AmericanBikerMinute.com. American Biker Minute, your passport to the old road on two wheels.